I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 22nd. The state shut down an illegal daycare center in Quincy recently. Police and state officials responded to a home in the area of 65 Bergen Parkway last week and found an unlicensed daycare center being run in a home. The children were picked up by their parents immediately. The operators agreed to cease operations. 45-year-old Evance Bouvier from Hyde Park is charged with stealing items he was supposed to be delivering as a FedEx driver. Bouvier was arrested at the FedEx warehouse on Commander Shea Boulevard in Quincy after FedEx security said he stole packages that he was supposed to deliver to the Foot Locker store at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree. Crews are preparing the site for a new statue of Abigail Adams in Quincy Center. The new statue will be dedicated this fall at the site of the former statue of Abigail with a young John Quincy Adams in front of the United First Parish Church. The old statue was removed for construction of the Hancock Adams Common, and residents complained that it was never returned. The old statue will be located in Marymount Park. The Kim Marie Hair Salon and the Ice Cream Parlor on Beale Street in Wollaston Center were broken into this week. Workers found the break-ins Wednesday morning. Police say rear doors had been pried open with a screwdriver. It's unclear what was stolen. Thieves failed to get into the Great Chow restaurant in that same area. City of Quincy Welcome Center and the Adams National Historical Park Visitors Center, both in Quincy Center, will hold a fall open house today. Everyone is invited to stop by both locations from 4 to 6 p.m. and enjoy some refreshments, local snacks, treats, and giveaways. The new Discover Quincy Visitor Guide will also be available. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open today at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 22nd.